Erbe war los in der Aldonne. Und wir mit Schung, Chedik Alef. Samen Reiz, der Feier und Heuerz. Aber im Chonon, wo Baba Nisenu Arabim, which is all Kehille, he was killed Al-Kiddush Hashem. And someone, one of them was saved. And he writes what the Bchonon said. In heaven it seems, so the Bchonon, they look upon us as great tzaddikim, because our gufim are going to be the kapore for Klal Yisrael. We have to do tshuva now. The distance to the port 9 is very near. Anyone who was there knows it's the port 9 and the port 5. And the Kedoshim were killed at port 9. And we have to have in mind to be pure korbanos in order to save unsere Amerikaner, Brüder und Schwestern. The remainder of Klal Yisrael should be able to continue through Golus. We have to be Zot Rebchonon pure korbanos. And he says, the calmness of Rebchonon in those moments are unbelievable, schreibt er. He didn't even look at his son, Reb Naftali, who stood between the Kehillah. He was old, a malach elekim tzvokos, ready to be a korban in order to save us. What it means, save us, the opponent saw it, we also see it. What a Klal Yisrael was 70 years ago, we don't have to say. Wherever there was a Haredische, Yiddish community, there is no more. Maybe in Jerusalem and in Switzerland. Romania, Hungary, Lithuania, Russia, Poland, Czechoslovakia. Germany didn't remain. The only place where it was continuous was in Erzsroll, at Lena community, and Switzerland. England is new, America is new, and what remained of Klal Yisrael is so in Mayina Veinov. 70 years onwards, azui fil rachmi shumayim, azui fil schusim, a new door, maybe nicht in die Dage, aber azui fil teure, azui fil ihre shumayim. So many Yiddish families, so many Mushtes HaTorah, so many Mushtes HaChinuch. The Korbanos, Zot Rebchonon, have to be a schus for the remainder. Und Nochtem sagt er noch mehr, unbelievable. Be'esh HaTzeiso, Be'esh HaTeosid Livnoiso, the Rebbeinu Shel Olam brought the matzav of Golas, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will rebuild the Beis HaMikdash. Das fire was brennt unsere Gufim. The fire which burned the Yiddish Gufim, the Yiddish bodies. In derselbe fire was a zrick aufrichten dem Yiddish Volk. It's not two separate things, the Golas and the Geula. It's the same fire which will say, Baminche Yenachem, and the Rebbeinu Shel Olam will rebuild it. Bo'esh, what fire? What fire is the Beis HaMikdash going to be? From where did the Eibishter take the fire to bring a Beis HaMikdash of fire? 70 years ago. 75 years ago. Without the fire. Not only we have rebuilt Klal Yisrael in Zeis Chus, but the Beis HaMikdash HaOsid, the Eibishter keeps the fire. We go and visit them and see ashes. But the fire is still there. It's kept by the Rebbeinu Shel Olam. Verbinden bis HaMikdash. Everything is ready. Nothing has to be prepared. Die Gemara sagt, Rav Shimon ben Levi, Metel Yanovi, and ask him, Emesai Kraosomar, when are you coming? So why do you ask me? Ask Moshiach. And he told him where Moshiach is, and he gave him the simonim, who Moshiach is, and he went. Rav Shimon ben Levi goes to Moshiach, Emesai Kraosomar, Omar Hayom, I'm coming today. Then Rav Shimon ben Levi meets again Eliyahu HaNavi. Eliyahu HaNavi asks him, did you see Mashiach? Yes, I saw him. He told me, Sholom Alecho Bar Livoi. He greeted me in a very nice way. So Eliyahu HaNavi, so you may be assured, you and your father have got a very choshva place in Gan Eden. If Eliyahu HaNavi, if Mashiach tells you, Sholom Alecho Bar Livoi. So what did he say about his coming? Unfortunately, he didn't tell me the truth. He told me, Hayoim, and days have passed, and he didn't come yet. So he didn't understand what he said. Hayoim im bekoiloi sishmo. The Hayoim is there. The Hayoim is ready. Nothing has to happen, but the Zman, the Rotzen Hashem. The Gemara sagt, Klal Yisrael are waiting. The Ribbono Shel Olam is waiting. Mi Me'akev? Midas Hadin. Just have to get rid of the Midas Hadin. He'll be here. I wouldn't say within seconds, because not even in seconds. It's there already. The Koyach HaGeule. The Besamigdosh Shel Malo. The Hisgalus Kvod HaShechina is there already. And once again, I'll say them a bit. People should get up home all from here. He asks the kasha that we all ask. The Heilige Mabit, the Sefer Besavakim, Perik Yudzayin. We all know tefillahs of Klal Yisrael are accepted, especially of a tzibur. Every tzibur, every time, three times a day, I'm spalal for the binyan bis hamikdash. We are spalal for Gulas Yisroel. Why hasn't it come yet? So there might be zwei terutzim. First of all, if you would have an idea what it means, binyan bis hamikdash. Ein achreo gulo. It's a gulo shlemo. A total disgalus kvod hashchina in the world. Yoim Shikule Shabbos, the Tachlis HaTachlisim from Brias Roilom. It needs a lot of tefillahs. We're only adding our tefillahs, our kinnas, to previous tefillahs and kinnas of Klal Yisrael. It builds up. Who knows? Who will be Zoiche to put the final shed of tear that is needed for this gewaltige Matzav of Binyan Beis Hamikdash? Secondly, what we said before, don't we see Geula within the framework of Golas? Don't we see Nisim every day on the existence of Klal Yisrael, Beruchnius, Begashmius, within being in Golas? Where do we take this Koyach? So the Mabit, the Eibishter, takes from the Geula and brings it to us today. We should be Zoiche to go through Golas in order to get to the Geula. Mimkoimcho Malkeinu Soifia, we say in Kedusha. Please Hashem, come to us. Why? Ki mechakim anachnu loch. Because we are waiting and waiting. We can't say that every day and every minute of the year, although the halach is or the Rambam, it's not enough to believe. We've got to wait for Mashiach, wait for the Geula, or it's got to be Behes Radas. We don't know how to do it. But those days, Ben Amtsorim, every member of Klal Yisrael who has got opportunity and had the right chinuch, kept the halachas of the 3 weeks, Boine Shaloilo. We give you a matone, another year of Binam Tzurim, another addition to the building of the Bis HaMikdash. Everyone made his utmost to be Moyer himself, to be Moyer others. Another brick towards it. So they be so helpful, kim echakim anachnu loch, v'yashmiz, v'ruchniyaz, v'tzibu, v'yochid. Every pain, every angst nefesh, so they be so tsunemen. If it's chinuch amone v'amone, it's b'ayde be do it, for the sake of the Rebbeinu shel Olam. I remember once, I went in a minicab in Manchester. So I told the Mesmerish a few times, and he asked me, is it against the Jewish law to have a seatbelt? So I asked him why, Dr. Bressi, all the Orthodox Jews. I don't know what I answered him, the mind of Kamina. But then I thought to myself, the guy gets up in the morning, he doesn't know what to do. And that's in the night, and it's bacon. He gets the chach bo Hashem mikeshlep a seatbelt and chmachay. We get up in the morning, moed ani lefonecho, oy vah gewalt. How is this son doing? How is this child doing? Is he okay? Is he learning fine? Whose friend? Oy vah, did he get a good friend? Did he got a good chavruse? Oy gewalt, they have to cover. Schalimud, the private teacher didn't pay it. He comes to the car exhausted. There's a seatbelt, schmidbelt. Whatever we do for your sake. So I'm a couple that been absorbing Motovshinai Ches, Motovshinai Ches, maybe Bizoche, Sonochomes, Tzion, Vierushaloim, maybe El Gil Tzedek, Bimhero, Viamin, Homin.